This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom, and we're looking at Luke 24. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that had been prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. He has risen. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for you and for me. His blood is the remedy for our sins. His blood not only covers our sins, but uproots our sins. The blood of the Lamb. He is not in the grave. He has been raised from the dead. I tell you, because of the resurrection, God pours out his Holy Spirit upon the church. And for those who want the Holy Spirit to have his way in their lives, the Holy Spirit does miracles. That means I do not want to contain God in the box. I want to see what God wants to do today through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, crucified, dead, buried, raised from the dead, pours out his Holy Spirit upon the church. Thanks be to God. It was in 1968 that I experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, I had been baptized as a baby and received the Holy Spirit. I had been confirmed as an 11-year-old child. I received the Holy Spirit. But in 1968, I experienced who I received in my life, the power of the Holy Spirit, the wonderful Holy Spirit who comes to the risen Lord. "It is better for you that I go away," Jesus said. "If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit." Oh, how the church and how Father Tom is in need of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. How we are in need that God would do something. I do not want to look at a 5-year plan. I want to look at what God wants to do now through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit always glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. On the day of Pentecost, when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, the holy sermon of Simon Peter, "This Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah." The Holy Spirit proclaims the risen Lord. The Holy Spirit proclaimed Jesus and the power of the risen Lord. Oh, how I need Pentecost. How I need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Not just at confirmation, not just at baptism, but every single day as I approach this microphone, I need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, so that as the Holy Spirit outpours upon me, I am able to preach the word of God with boldness for you. Oh, yes, for you. The word of God for you. And you know, the word that I'm getting today, some people are being troubled that they've gone too far in sin and God has left them. It's time to go to confession. It's time to pour out your sins to the church. It's time for the risen Lord through the church to forgive you. Oh, yes, God wants to do something wonderful, but you need to get rid of those sins. You say, but it's happened so many times. It's time to go to confession. Jesus said, 21st chapter of St. John, the gospel, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven, whose sins you retain shall be retained. Get to confession. Get rid of that darkness. And you say, but God did so much for me, to me, and through me, and I sinned anyway. You know what? We are all so weak. We are all so weak. It's time to return to the Lord. It's time to surrender our lives to Jesus, the Messiah. It's time. No questions. Just go. Go and confess your sins. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Jesus said that to the church. Oh, yes. When people come to confession to me, I give them, through the ministry of the church, the forgiveness that was won on Calvary through the shedding of the blood of the Lamb. Oh, that blood needs to be preached much more often than we preach it. That blood which cleanses us from sin, and not only cleanses us from sin, but uproots the sin, has to be proclaimed. We at the altar have the blood of Jesus in the chalice. How many of us proclaim the power of the blood? How many of us proclaim the great power of the precious blood of Jesus Christ? It's my salvation. My salvation is in the blood of the Lamb. I was baptized in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, baptized into Christ's death and resurrection. I became a new person through the death and resurrection of Jesus, living in me by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you, it happened in 1968 when I experientially received the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, he came to me when I was 11 years old in the sacrament of confirmation. But when I was 21 years old, I not only knew he came to me in the sacrament of when I was received the sacrament of confirmation, but that now he was not only did I receive the sacrament of confirmation and the Holy Spirit, but now he was outpouring more of his Holy Spirit upon me. Jesus said, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? You children among you, when you ask your Father for a piece of bread, will he give you a stone? When you ask for a father for a fish, will he give you a scorpion? How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? There would be no church without the power of Pentecost. there would be no church. And I will tell you, not very much happens unless we have the power of Pentecost. I received it in baptism. I received it in confirmation. But when I was 21, I experienced it, the power of God, the power of the risen Savior, the great and awesome Holy Spirit. You see, this Holy Spirit proclaims Jesus. This Holy Spirit brings healing through the name of Jesus. This Holy Spirit convicts people, you and I, of sin so that we could confess it and get rid of it. This Holy Spirit brings healing to our bodies in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Jesus said, "It is better for you that I go away, for if I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit." But the Holy Spirit leads us to proclaim Jesus. The Holy Spirit leads us to proclaim the risen Lord. Remember what happened on the day of Pentecost. They were speaking in other languages. And some of the people at 9 o'clock in the morning said, "These men are drunk with new wine." And Simon Peter said, "These men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning and the bar rooms aren't open. But what you are receiving and hearing is the name of Jesus pouring out upon these men and women the gift of the Holy Spirit." We need the gift of the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. I was just told recently that Father DiOrio, wonderful man of God, went home to God. Oh, but he was a man filled with the Holy Spirit, and healing came as he proclaimed the word of God. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot do. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot preach powerfully. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot live a life that's great. We are in desperate need of the Holy Spirit. And that wonderful Holy Spirit always leads us to the Lord Jesus Christ, always leads us to proclaim this Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. Oh, yes. We've been on this radio station for so many years, over 41 years, proclaiming the power of Jesus Christ, crucified, buried, dead, buried, and raised from the dead in the power of the Spirit. People have snapped on the radio and they've come to know Jesus. Why? Because I preach nothing but the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit preaches nothing but the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. That's it. The people don't want to know about my vacation unless something happened in the presence of the Holy Spirit on my vacation. Well, it did many years ago. When I was at Nantucket, I met the Fehrenbachs, and they came to my house for dinner. They were filled with God when they came. Wonderful, wonderful Catholic Christians. But it was the gift of the Spirit that led me to them and them to me. I love the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit makes the Lord Jesus Christ my contemporary. Do you know that? I'm not looking back at what Jesus did at Pentecost. I'm looking now that the Holy Spirit makes Jesus my contemporary. Now. For you too. He makes Jesus your contemporary. So that you know that in the power of the Holy Spirit, you can pray in Jesus' name. The power of the Holy Spirit, you can bring healing to the sick in Jesus' name. But I'm not a priest. That's okay. It wasn't only for priests that Jesus said, you shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. It's to the church. It's to you. It's to me. I was just talking to someone who was in the ministry of Father Diorio. She lays hands upon people and they get healed. Why? Because she's listening to what Jesus said. You shall lay hands upon people and they shall be healed. It doesn't say only priests, only ministers, only nuns. Oh, no. You, God's people, Christians, shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. I learned this in 1968, way before I was a priest, way before I was ordained as a priest of the Catholic Church of Boston. I learned it in 68 because the Holy Spirit taught me that I, no matter how weak I am, would lay hands upon people and they would be healed. And I just believed it. Had nothing to do with me. Had everything to do with what God said. Lay hands upon people and they shall be healed. When's the last time you laid hands upon people? When's the last time you've seen healing? Don't wait for Father Tom. God has given that gift to you if you are a Christian Catholic. God has given that gift to you, but you have to use it. But I'm timid. Listen, I was timid, Tom. No more timidity. I'm not going to be timid. I'm going to be very, very clear. There is no salvation outside of the name of Jesus Christ. He is our salvation. He is the Savior of the world. At Christmas, the angel said, unto you in the city of David is born a Savior. My Savior is the one whom I proclaim. My Savior is the one who heals in the power of the Holy Spirit. My Savior is all in all to me. Oh, that I would be all and all to him. Oh, God, you know that there are pieces of me that are still not surrendered. I ask you to pour out your Spirit upon those pieces of me that are not surrendered, that they would be given to you so that I would be 100% surrendered in the name of Jesus. You see, this is real stuff. Real stuff. We receive power. At confirmation, I receive power. Who's using the power? That's the issue. You see, if you didn't snap on the radio today, you wouldn't be hearing me. If you didn't look at the internet today, you wouldn't be hearing me. It's time to snap on the spiritual radio of the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Come, Holy Spirit. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit, upon your people. Breathe upon them. Breathe upon them in gentleness, but in great power. Breathe upon your people like they've never experienced before. Breathe upon them the breath of life, the breath of God. Oh, yes, breathe upon your people. Give them the power of the Holy Spirit. Give them the presence of the Holy Spirit so that they can proclaim this Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. When I got filled with the Holy Spirit experientially, you want to know what happened? I started proclaiming Jesus. I didn't know that's what happened when the Holy Spirit comes alive in a person. I didn't know that. But God knew that. And I found it out when I read the scriptures, especially St. John, Gospel 14, 15, and 16. I tell you, I cannot do anything without the gift of the Holy Spirit. And you know, I received the Holy Spirit at baptism and confirmation. But in 1968, that Holy Spirit that was in me was released and more was poured out upon me. That's real. What did I do in 1968? I believed what Jesus said. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Now listen, you, I'm talking to you, are called to be a witness of Jesus Christ. Have you experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit? You say no. Well, come on. Let's ask the Lord now. He said, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I call upon the power and presence of the Holy Spirit to fill these people, to fill them to overflowing, that they would do the works of God, that they would lay hands upon the sick, and they would be healed. Oh, yes, I thank you that you came to them, Holy Spirit, in baptism and confirmation. I thank you you came to some who have been ordained priests in the sacrament of the priesthood. But we need that Holy Spirit to be released. Oh, yes, release the wonderful Holy Spirit in your people. Release the glorious Holy Spirit in your people. Let Pentecost become a living reality to your people and in your people. Let Pentecost be the norm of our lives. Pentecost, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Let me tell you what it cost Jesus to give you the Holy Spirit. It cost Jesus to be crucified, died, buried, and raised from the dead. That's what it cost him. He does not want you impotent. He wants you filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm not telling you you're feeling it. I'm not feeling anything right now, but I know I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I know that as I preach, God is using me. I do it imperfectly because I'm an imperfect person, but you know what? God still uses me as I preach and tell people of the love of Christ and the love of Jesus and the outpouring of the Spirit. That Spirit was given to you. Use the Spirit. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Much more. So we ask for a new car. We ask for a new house. We ask for a new apartment. We ask for new clothes. I ask you for the Holy Spirit today. I ask you, Father, for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit today upon your people, that they would experience newness of life, that they would experience the power of Christ, that they would experience the light that overshadows and breaks all darkness. Do you know that the forgiveness of sins comes to us through the power of the Holy Spirit? Have you gone to confession lately and received the absolution from the church and from Christ and received the Holy Spirit? Have you gone to confession? Unfortunately, people say, well, I can confess to God alone. But the Lord Jesus Christ said in the 21st chapter of St. John, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Go to confession. Get rid of the garbage. Ask the Lord for an outpouring of the Spirit. How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? You children know how to give good things to your children, but how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So, Father, we ask you for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Come tonight at 7 o'clock at St. John's in Quincy for a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.